One of Elon Musk's former friends, who he had a falling out with, just came out and did a rare interview in which he describes Elon Musk's erratic behavior and says he thinks it will end the Trump administration, or at least Elon Musk will relentlessly continue to pounce on the admin, every single policy they pass, every single thing they advocate for, until he achieves his own end. I found this to be an incredibly, incredibly interesting take, especially after Elon Musk has spent not only all month like attacking Donald Trump and the admin, but over the past 24 hours, he's continued to escalate. Just yesterday, Elon Musk said this: "The latest Senate draft bill will destroy millions of jobs in America and cause immense strategic harm to our country." The idea that Elon Musk cares about workers' rights is hilarious, but utterly insane and destructive, he says. It gives handouts to industries of the past while severely damaging industries of the future. This is likely because he's mad certain EV mandates were taken out of the bill in a retaliatory manner after Donald Trump got mad at Elon Musk. I want to break down exactly how Elon could hit Trump where it hurts, but let's start off with this clip of Bernie Sanders explaining exactly how Elon Musk owns more wealth than like the vast majority of the country combined.
We have more income and wealth inequality than we've ever had in the history of this country. That's just a fact. One man, Mr. Musk, owning more wealth than the bottom 52% of American families. The top 1% owning more wealth than the bottom 93%. You got CEOs of large corporations making 350 times what their workers make. And meanwhile, in this richest country in the history of the world, working class people are getting decimated. Today, and again, we don't talk about it in Congress for reasons that I hope I can get into.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it in the corporate media. 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Every single day is a struggle. How you feed the kids, rents, cost of housing in America off the charts, healthcare off the charts. My mother is ill. How do I afford prescription drugs? If you don't have $1,000, your car breaks down. How do you get to work? If you don't get to work, you get fired. If you get fired, your whole life is disrupted.
How much different is that than past generations?
It's worse now, Joe.
What do you attribute that to?
Decades-old attacks on the working class of this country. I attribute it to horrific trade agreements, which have allowed corporate America to throw millions of workers out on the street and moved to China, Mexico, and other low-wage countries. I attribute it to a corrupt political system in which billionaires have significant control over both political parties. The national minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. So you got millions of workers today, you know, making 10, 12, 13 bucks an hour. How do people survive on 13 bucks an hour? When we were kids, or at least when I was a kid, you worked for a large company. You had something called a defined benefit pension plan. You work for me for 30 years. When you retire, you're going to get X hundreds of dollars a week. That's long gone. Corporations have gotten rid of that. Half of older workers in America have nothing in the bank when they face retirement. So I think to answer your question, I think you got a rigged system controlled economically and politically by very, very wealthy and powerful people who could care less for working families. Now, I don't want to romanticize the old days because that would not be true. But there used to be a kind of a culture. If I was a boss and I ran a factory, I had a little bit of concern for you. You know, in general, I would say, I know your wife, how's your mom doing and all that stuff. That's gone. You got these companies that are owned by other companies that are owned by supernational, huge conglomerates own the bloody world. And these guys don't give a damn about the needs of working people. So I would say that the economy becomes less and less personal. I have no, you're my worker. I have no care about you because right now, I'm owned by an international who doesn't know that you exist.
And there's also a diffusion of responsibility.
Absolutely.
It's not even in your hands.
I'm really glad that Bernie Sanders is entering these places, like the Joe Rogan podcast, and talking about policies that we believe in, explaining that Elon Musk owns a disproportionate amount of wealth, and when he leveraged that wealth to buy X, turn X into a propaganda machine, I guess it was Twitter when he bought it, and then he used that wealth to get Trump elected, we saw 40 different regulatory investigations in Elon Musk's companies paused or slow walked or dropped. He benefits from this corruption directly. Really quickly, I'm 22 years old, so I'm not supposed to be thinking about aging yet, but I am. I kind of overextended myself during the campaign cycle and realized that I need to be taking care of myself if I'm going to be traveling and working all of the time. And that's why I started taking Fatty 15. Now, it turns out there is a newly discovered essential fatty called C15. It's called cellular fragility syndrome. It means your cells are aging faster than they should, and it's because your body is likely deficient in C15. But Fatty 15 fixes that. This isn't your typical supplement. It was discovered by a doctor working with the U.S. Navy on aging dolphins, and now there are hundreds of studies showing it helps improve sleep, mood, heart health, even skin and joints. So Fatty 15 is on a mission to optimize your C15 levels to help you live a healthier, longer, and happier life. Get 15% off their 90-day starter kit at fatty15.com/blueheart. Use code blueheart. First link in the description below. One more time. In the first link in the description below, you can get 15% off their 90-day starter kit. Use code blueheart. Thank you, guys. Thank you to the advertisers who make this possible. But to continue, quote, he's going to do everything to damage the president. Former Musk friend on the Trump fallout. In a rare interview after the Musk-Trump row. Silicon Valley founder Philip Lowe predicts his former friend will seek retaliation against the president. Dr. Philip Lowe made a wild post a few months back that read this. I have known Elon Musk at a deep level for 14 years, well before he was a household name. We used to text frequently. He would come to my birthday party, invite me to his parties. He would tell me everything about his women problems. As sons of highly accomplished men who married Venuses, were violent and lost their fortunes, and who were bullied in high school, we had a number of things in common most people cannot relate to. We would hang out together in LA. He then says, Elon is not a Nazi per se. He is something much better or much worse, depending on how you look at it. Nazis believed that an entire race was above everyone else. Elon believes that he is above everyone else. He used to think he worked on the most important problems. When I first met him, he did not presume to be a technical person. He would be the first to say that he lacked the expertise. That happened later. Now he believes he has all of the solutions. He then goes on to explain how all this talk about getting to Mars to maintain the light of consciousness or talk about free speech absolutism is actually BS. Elon knowingly feeds people to manipulate them. Everything Elon does is about acquiring and consolidating power. That's why he likes far-right parties. And you can see this in the way he kind of like breeds, I guess you could say, children en masse. It's very odd. So this friend came out yesterday with a new post. Philip Lowe, an award-winning neuroscientist who partnered with the late legendary cosmologist Stephen Hawking as a test subject, learned the hard way in 2020 that Elon Musk was erratic as hell. Over a long hour interview, Lowe weaves something of a psychological portrait of his former advisor, casting him as obsessive, prone to seeking revenge, this is talking about Elon Musk, power hungry, and in constant search of dominance. He suggested Musk aims to explore every available avenue to establish competition with and ultimately overshadow bitter rivals. Lowe has known him for 14 years, but doesn't believe Musk has matured over time, and he's convinced he never will. Though the two continued to speak for years after Lowe fired him, Lowe felt that Musk carried a grudge and their bond was permanently altered. It finally snapped in January when Lowe joined other critics in accusing the social media platform of performing Nazi salutes. That's the post that I just read. I've had my share of blowouts with Elon over the years, Lowe told Politico in a rare interview. Knowing Elon the way I know him, I do think he's going to do everything to damage the president. I mean, if he began to donate to Democrats, I think Trump would retaliate by stripping away contracts, and then we'd see the downfall of potentially both heading into 2028 or the midterms. I don't know if Democrats would take the donations. I don't think they should. But in response, Musk unloaded on the social media platform he owns by trashing the president's mega bill, floating support of a third party, chiding him for ingratitude, taking credit for his election win regarding Donald Trump, and even insinuating in a now-deleted post that the records of the investigation to convicted offender Jeffrey Epstein have not been made public because Trump is in them. You know, Trump joked about canceling Tesla and SpaceX contracts. It's an insane breakup, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.